And now, Dr. Greg Feinziger will describe the benefits to our climate of a plant-based diet.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure everybody's going to like this message, but they need to hear it. So thanks for the good turnout. What a cool town Carbondale is. So physicians need to speak out about climate change, but unfortunately they're not. Climate change is the biggest health threat of the 21st century. It's already linked to respiratory disorders, spread of infectious diseases, human migration, and mental health disorders. And heat itself kills. So remember the heat wave in Europe in 2003? It was responsible for something like 40,000 deaths. It turns out that the best diet for you is also the best diet for the planet, namely a plant-based diet instead of a meat-based diet. Yeah. Animal agribusiness generates more greenhouse gases than all forms of transportation combined. Farm animals produce 37% of the methane and 65% of nitrous oxide in our atmosphere, both of which are more powerful greenhouse gases than carbon dioxide. Meat and dairy provide 18% of calories consumed on the planet, but account for 60% of the greenhouse gases. The number of kilograms of greenhouse gas it takes to produce 100 grams of various foods are beef 50, poultry 5.7, tofu 2. So we're mainly talking about climate change today, but I think it's important that people realize that there are other environmental issues with eating meat as well. Livestock uses about 30% of all land worldwide. If the entire world cut out meat and dairy, global farmland would decrease by 75%, and the equivalent of the landmass of the U.S., China, European Union, and Australia combined would potentially go from farmland back to its natural state. Land for meat production accounts for most of the deforestation in the world. So, for example, in the Amazon, 4/5 of the deforestation in the Amazon is linked to cattle ranching. Antibiotics and hormones used that are used in factory and some conventional farming and get into us directly by eating meat and indirectly via our water supply. The water footprint of meat production is huge compared to that of producing plants. Manure and urine from cattle, sheep, and pig feedlots enter our water supply. Finally, pesticides and other environmental toxins are stored in the muscle and fat of farm animals. And if you eat meat, you get 14 times and dairy 5.5 times the amount of these toxins compared to eating at the bottom of the food chain by eating plants. So the bottom line is, meat is heat, don't eat it. The most efficient and environmentally friendly way to feed the ever-growing world population is for all people to eat plants at the bottom of the food chain instead of fish and animal products at the top of the food chain. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg.